Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi, my name's Serena. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Serena. And yourself?
Good. I have a female Amazon who seems to me to be a little bit skinnier than she should be.
Mm-hmm.
We've only had her for a few months, and I'm just wondering how far your expertise goes in regards to that kind of bird.
Yeah, no, definitely. We've got both vets here that definitely know all about Amazons.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Because some people say, yeah, I know, and then they're like telling you stuff, and you're like,
nope, they both got the avian membership, right. So they've definitely done all the extra study for their birds especially. So
that's okay.
So
How much, because I'm on maternity leave at the minute, money's a little bit tighter than it would usually be.
You'll be looking at initially for the consultation is $170. Now, mm-hmm. it just depends whether or not they require to do any blood work or any further testing or anything like that, or any medications that would be additional to the consultation.
The consultation?
Doctor would have an assessment and then give you a plan moving forward, what they think would need to be done, and can give you an estimate moving forward from there.
Yeah, cool. What usually are the prices for, like, blood tests and, like, when you check their poops and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so we do a basic fecal check with the health check. If they need to do anything like what's called Gram stains, which is special stains on their feces or even their crop sample if they're concerned, that is $50 for the stain.
Okay,
the basic fecal
not ridiculously.
Blood tests can vary depending on what they want to do. If they want to do a full comprehensive blood test, you are looking up around a couple of $100 for that. If they're only wanting to look at a few specific enzymes like liver or kidney or anything, then obviously the price does come down a little bit. So it is hard to give an estimate on the bloods depending on what they want
to do.
No,
that's okay. Could be 200, could be a little bit more. But that's fine. As long as I have a bit of an idea so I don't have to... sell a kidney when I get there.
No, that's fine. What's her temperament like? Is she normally used to being handled and everything?
Well, we got her... She's not really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she carries on like you're trying to kill her when you try and pick her up. But I can scratch her and stuff through the cage. Yeah. My partner, not so much.
Sure. But, just the reason I ask is sometimes they need to do, obviously, extensive testing for anything like blood work or anything, and she's getting extremely stressed out. We might give her a very short anaesthetic just to calm her down,
make the experience
a little bit less stressful for her.
We
can definitely take the bloods conscious, but obviously if there's other things that they need to assess or anything like that, they may, like that's just an off chance they may need to do that. If they do need to do a short anaesthetic, you'd be looking at about $100. For that.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. So what we'd get you to do is get her to come in with no soft fruit or veggies being given at least a couple of hours in beforehand, preferably a morning appointment so that you can just withhold giving any fruit or veggies in the morning. Pellets are okay, but if we need to do potential anaesthetic, at least withholding the pellets or seed, whatever she gets for at least an hour or so before then is what we would recommend.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So no food. At least 1 hour prior. Alrighty. Do you have any appointments available this week?
This week, yep. Certainly. I do have an 11 o'clock available tomorrow, if you're wanting as early as tomorrow. If tomorrow doesn't suit, I do have first thing at 9 o'clock on Thursday.
What's tomorrow? Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Sorry, I've got no idea what the days are.
No, that's okay.
11 a.m. tomorrow will be fine.
Okay. Now, we haven't seen you here before, I'm assuming.
Actually, do you have anything on Thursday a bit later than 9?
Okay, certainly. Let me have a look here.
We've just got to drop our other daughter off at school.
Yeah, that's okay. 20 past 10 on Thursday?
Yep, that will be fair. Fine.
Excellent. Now, we haven't seen you here before?
No.
Okay, let me just grab some details from you so I can make this appointment. What's your first name?
Serena, S-A-R-I-N-A.
And your surname, Serena?
Quabba, Q-U-A-B-B-A.
And an email.
Let's go Serena, S-A-R-I-N-A, _Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, @hotmail.com.
And is this number you're calling on the best contact number for you?
Yes.
And your address?
22 Junction Road, Burpengary East.
And what's the postcode there?
4505.
Excellent. And your Amazon's name?
Frankie.
And do you like Frankie with an IE or a Y?
IE, please.
And Frankie, do we know if Frankie's a girl or boy?
We think Frankie's a girl. Or I was told she was a girl.
Okay. Have you got DNA sexing or anything like that done?
No.
Not sure.
I don't know if the previous owners had.
Did that? No, that's okay. And
I'm not sure.
Particular Amazon is she? Is she a yellow fronted or?
She's got the light blue. She's not, I don't think she's yellow on front. She's not on that. She's green.
Sure.
Sorry.
Or different mutations. No, that's okay.
I'm very helpful, aren't I?
I'll put
and I'm looking right at
Amazon,
it.
But obviously that might change.
Update it, yeah.
Yeah, and how old is she approximately?
They told us about a year, so she's probably a year and a couple of months, but obviously that's just what we've been told, so.
Yeah, sure. Did she come with any previous vet history or anything like that? Or
No.
All righty. Now, 20 past 10 on Thursday, that's the appointment time that you want?
Yes, please.
Okay. So you've just noticed her body condition, she's lost a bit of weight?
Yeah. Well, see, and I don't know if it was like that previously because she wouldn't actually let me touch it. Like, we're still getting to be friends.
Yeah, certainly.
So it was the first time she was let me touch her, and then I was like actually there, and then I was like, oh, that seems a bit skinny.
Yeah, certainly.
And we have her on pellets, and we give her a little bit of seed and some fruit and veggies every day, but not like a ridiculous amount.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Excellent. Well, I will also send a questionnaire to your email that you just provided me, just with a bit of history. Answer that as best as you can prior to coming in. And then, yeah, we'll see you at 20 past 10 on Thursday. If you can just withhold any fruit or veggies that morning, and then just on the travel down, just don't pop any seed or pellets in the carrier. Definitely bring like any special treats that she especially loves for rewards, and obviously in the consult or after an anaesthetic if we do require to give one.
Yeah, not a problem. No, excellent. That's fine.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
We look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, thank you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.